Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. We're coming to you from Herb's House, Herb's Coffee Shop here in Dallas, Texas. I have Kent Steinbeck with me. I couldn't do this without Kent. He keeps me balanced and in the center of the fairway. So, Kent, today we're going to be talking about another attribute of God.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about the omnipresence of God.
I love it.
And I know what you're thinking. So, right. What is the omnipresence of God?
Yeah.
Omni, Latin word for all. It means that God is all present, that He is everywhere present. Listen to this, with the fullness of all that He is. So there's not part of God in one place and another part of God in another place. No, He is perfectly present everywhere. I have a passage I want to read to start us. Psalm 139, verses 7 and following. David says, "Where can I go from your spirit?" It's a rhetorical question, Kent, and that just really means there's nowhere I can escape your spirit. And because God is a spirit, He's not confined to one place like you and I are because we live in a physical body. God is a spirit, so He can be everywhere present. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? The answer to those questions is nowhere. If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, it means the grave and death and what's beyond the grave, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, that was the greatest unknown place in the ancient world at the bottom of the ocean. Even there, your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. Kent, this is an unbelievable truth. It's really unfathomable to us that God is everywhere present. So I want to give us some headings as we think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is exalted, that God is exalted in the heights of heaven. That's easy for us, I think, to grasp, that God is seated upon His throne in heaven. And that He fills all of heaven with the fullness of all that He is. So we're on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
The next word I would say is near. God is also near to us. In fact, He is immediately in our presence, that no matter where I go, He is there. I mean, Kent, if we get in a plane and fly someplace, God is with us. We go to the airport, God is with us in the airplane. God is with us when we land. At the same time, He's with our wives and our family back at home. We pick up the phone, we talk to somebody in another country. God is there with them. God is near every situation. There is no place where God is off limits or from which He is excluded. So that is the transcendence and the immanence of God, the exaltation and the immediate presence of God. But further is the word inward. It's not just that He's with me, He is in me. Now that's even closer to home, that He is inside of my heart and my soul and my mind and my body. In fact, my body is the temple for the Holy Spirit of God. And so He is intimately acquainted with my every thought, my every motive. But to add one more dimension, not just exalted and near and inward, but below, this is going to shock some of us. But God is also in the pit of hell. Because He is omnipresent. And He is the one who is inflicting the wrath upon unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a self-administered punishment in hell, where every unsaved person has to administer their own punishment. And Satan is not the CEO of hell. And he's not the one who's inflicting all the wrath. So who is that one? Well, it's the one who is omnipresent. It is even God Himself. There is no place in this entire created universe where God is not present with the fullness of all that He is. And so to say again, there's not part of God on the West Coast, another part of God on the East Coast, and another portion of God in church, and another portion of God, you know, in some sinful place. No, the fullness of God is in every place at the same time. He manifests different attributes of God in different ways in different places. But the fullness of God is everywhere present. Now, I know it's impossible for us to wrap our mind around that. Nevertheless, there needs to be the full presentation of the truth about who God is. And so, Kent, we need to talk about the omnipresence of God. What does that do to you?
Well,
Kent?
I'm going to ask the question, and you mentioned it. Steve, how do we, and I know a lot of people are sitting out there going, that's great, that's awesome, I love it, but how do I get more of my brain around this and keep my brain around this? How do I do that?
Well, I think every one of us needs to be very familiar with what we call the attributes of God. Mm-hmm. And there are various books that have been written on the attributes of God where each chapter takes an attribute of God and really pulls together lots of verses that explains it. And there will always be a chapter on the omnipresence of God. And we really need to be intimately familiar with these different component parts of understanding the omnipresence of God, and that's one way that we keep that in our mind. The other way is by reading the Bible and to be very observant about what the Bible is saying. And also something we talked about in one of our past studies, the Old Testament really vividly makes many of these attributes known. And I would encourage our listeners to be readers of the Old Testament, because among other reasons to read the Old Testament, the character and the attributes and the being of God are very vividly put on display. And so I would encourage that. And being with other Christians that know who God is, and to sit under, I think, Bible preaching, where you're being rightly taught about who God is. If you're not in a church like that, it's really very difficult to have worthy thoughts of God in your mind.
So my next question, Steve, would be, is if we're sitting here and we're trying to get our brains around it, we believe that God is with us in the car, and He's with us at home, He's with us in the kitchen, He's with us at work, He's with us when we're writing an email. How should that change us as believers, realizing that, mm-hmm. than others who don't understand that?
Yeah. I think it really begins with, first of all, realizing we're never alone. Mm-hmm. That even when we are alone, we're not alone.
Never alone.
Never alone. God is with us in every circumstance of life. I think it should change us in that fact in a couple of ways. Number one, He's with us in every storm and trial of life. Mm-hmm. And so we're never just on our own.
Yeah.
God is right there in the boat with us
as
we're going through storms of life.
So
and He is there to undergird us and to comfort us and to provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're never disconnected from God. We always are in fellowship with God. Sometimes maybe closer, sometimes maybe less aware of it, but He's always there with us. The second thing is, He's a part of every conversation. And so every word that proceeds from my mouth, sometimes when, like, if you and I are talking and someone else walks up, we kind of change the subject so that someone else won't hear that, because maybe it's a very private matter. We need to remember God's always seated at the table with us.
Mm.
And that God is always privy to every conversation, every phone call. And so that should put a certain watch over our mouth and over our words, knowing that God is, He's in everything that we do. And I think the other thing is that we should always, everything that we do should be to glorify God. That we're never alone doing this for ourselves. Because God is with us, we need to be always striving by His grace to please Him mm-hmm. in everything that we do, and relying upon His grace and His strength, which is right there. I think sometimes we think, well, God is just way up there, and I'm just like way down here, and He's not involved with what's going on with me. No, let us remember, mm-hmm. He is everywhere present. He is just as near to us as He is exalted mm-hmm. in the heavens.
Amen. That's awesome.
So it is awesome, Kent. So as you've been listening, Steadfast Hope, today, I just wonder how this has come across to you, how this really should impact your life. I want to encourage you to give some very careful thought to the omnipresence of God. And as you go about the affairs of your life today, just be very aware that God is in that room with you. God is in the car with you. God is on that phone call with you. You can never escape the presence of God. What a comfort and what a challenge. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.